In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
I got news for you coming in the next couple of weeks. Another Philly jumping on board, and you're thinking, well, hard to listen to you. What does that matter to me? Well, it matters because the bigger we get, the more we travel around. We're about to announce a spring travel tour. Also, everything we're doing in the summer. And so more places to go around and visit, for instance, like Columbia, South Carolina for the spring game. So we'll be finalizing all of that and letting you know where we will be out and about. But that announcement will be coming up in just a couple of weeks. As we move through hour two, coming up in about 10 minutes from right now, Dean Leggy from dogpost.com going to talk UGA is there, measured and checked in and everything today in Athens. And then tomorrow they hit the practice field for the first time. Bottom of this hour, Graham Hall, a good friend of ours, covers the Florida Gators, going to be checking in from Gainesville. But right now, let's get you up to date.
Everything you need to know about college football every single day. This is CFB 365.
It is not often that we start with something out of East Carolina, but I got to. Headline, NCAA denies extra year to AAC's reigning Defensive Player of the Year. That would be Nate Harvey. The 2018 American Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. He had applied for one more year of eligibility, and the NCAA has denied that. It is surprising to me because right now the NCAA, they're like Oprah at Christmas. And you get an extra year. And you get an extra year. Eligibility for everyone except for ECU defensive end Nate Harvey. On Friday, they informed new head coach Mike Houston. He's taken over for Scotty Montgomery, the former Duke receiver who is now out after 3 years, and it wasn't working. And ECU is a good program. They got good players there, and they just weren't winning. He was at Georgia Military Academy as a freshman way back in 2016-15. Played a little bit there. Then transferred to ECU as a walk-on running back. So it was 15, 16, 17, and 18. That would be 4 years. And he's like, wait a minute. I played 3 minutes in one game as a freshman. They're like, nope, too bad. Sorry, that was before the rules were changed. So you don't have any eligibility. So, again, Georgia Military Academy, which is like a club sport down there, basically. Then you go to ECU, walk on as a running back, and now you're going to the NFL as a defensive end. Moved to DN before last season, had 14.5 sacks and 25.5 tackles for loss. That means the ball is snapped and you are immediately in the opponent's backfield. Everybody at ECU very disappointed. They had applied for the extra year of eligibility for Houston. The NCAA sent the application back last month. They did ask for more information. But then they denied it on Friday, so he is going to prepare for the NFL draft. And he may have to go to the supplemental draft, but I'm not sure about that. The supplemental draft almost never happens anymore, but it could. Headline, third time around, Illinois lands transfer wide receiver, and this one has taken. Jeff Thomas, who was transferring to Illinois from Miami and then changed his mind, returned to the U. Remember A.D. Miller, wide receiver out of Oklahoma, committed to Illinois. I'm going to transfer, then return to OU. This time, Richmond wide receiver DeJon Brissett, he himself has announced his intention to play for the Illini, and he ain't going back. He graduated from Richmond. He became an all-conference receiver there. He wants one shot on the big stage. He will have that at Illinois this coming season. Final headline, Miami quarterback Cade Weldon to transfer. Casey Weldon's kid is leaving Miami. Because Justin Fields couldn't beat out Jake Fromm, he goes to Ohio State, which sends Tate Martell to Miami, which sends Cade Weldon, among others, scrambling for a new destination. He's only played a little bit down there, completed 2 out of 3 passes, but it does hurt depth because that's one thing that Manny Diaz simply does not have very much of in that quarterback room. Consider yourself up to date. He's got Jaren Williams, who was a redshirt last year. He's got Nikosi Perry, who really was a redshirt freshman last year. And now he's trying to roll with, again, just one more quarterback in the room, an early enrollee there, but they only have 3 on scholarship. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, going to hook up with our good friend Dean Leggy from dogpost.com as Georgia is out on the practice field beginning tomorrow for spring practice in Athens.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. That's 800-603-6298.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-783-1759. That's 800-783-1759. 800-783-1759.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dickey Broadcasting is a proud supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And through programs like Team and Training, the Society helps over 3,000 athletes a year accomplish their goal of training and completing an endurance event, including marathons, triathlons, and cycling events. The Team and Training program is open for everyone and has raised almost $1 billion to fund leukemia and lymphoma research since its inception. Visit teamandtraining.org/GA and hit the Tell Me More button. Help save lives 1 mile at a time.
Now back to Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
Welcome back to the Chuck Oliver Show on a Monday, same as every day. All week, all year, it's all college football. That is what we do. And just about everybody has hit the practice field for spring practice. Their allotment of 15 sessions that the NCAA says you can have in spring. That includes the Georgia Bulldogs meeting earlier today. Everybody checking in. Getting their latest dimensions, all that, and then they're going to hit the practice field tomorrow. Again, 14 practices, a couple of scrimmages, and then their G-Day game later on in April. Amanda does a great job covering them. You can get him online at dogpost.com. Follow him on Twitter at dog_post. Good friend, Dean Leggy. Dean, welcome back. How you doing, amigo?
Hey, how are you, Chuck?
Doing all right. Walk me through the biggest position battle that we're going to have in spring, because the biggest battles that we normally get excited about, things like, you know, quarterback, starting tailback, a lot of that has been determined with the University of Georgia. It's more the in the trenches, the unglamorous positions, isn't it?
That's probably right. I mean, of late, it's always been the quarterback, but I think this year they really do need to figure out for sure who their inside linebackers are. So that kind of tells you right there that they're not missing on a lot of spots. I mean, you lose DeAndre Baker, so you've got to figure a couple things out in the secondary. But for the most part, as you said, there's just not – if you look across what they've done in recruiting, it's not surprising that you're essentially 3 years into this thing, going into year four. And there's not a lot of holes. So they will need to figure out completely who the offensive line are. They've got a lot of options there. But probably inside linebacker is the one spot where you're going, okay, what are they doing for sure there? Bonnie Rice, Tay Crowder, what are they going to do for sure? Because there's a lot of young, good guys at that spot too.
We know who the starter is at quarterback, obviously, with Jake Fromm. And I want to ask you who the two is going to be and who the three is going to be, but that is kind of self-explanatory, and that's maybe the one spot on the two deep that Kirby is not thrilled with because it's so easy to work through it because there just ain't a lot of bodies in that quarterback room.
Right. There's only three guys on scholarship. That's becoming a problem in college football, generally speaking, because of all the transfers of quarterbacks. So Georgia's no different than anyone else there. The problem is their backup from last year was an exceptionally talented kid who's now gone. I think it will probably be Stetson Bennett in the fall. Excuse me, in the spring. In the fall, that's harder to know. I mean, Stetson has played at Georgia. So, I mean, has been in practice for sure. So, I think that gives him he can push his way in at the two because he'll know, essentially, this is the wrong way to put it, but he'll know where to run at practice. Like, he'll know where the next drill is. And that's the easiest way to put it. But he'll know all the ins and outs of where to go, what to do. And, you know, by the way, heading into that Oklahoma game 2 years ago or a year ago, whenever it was, you know, people really were very excited about his ability to show stuff that the other team could do. So it's probably Stetson in the future, you know, this fall. That's the harder thing to know.
Continuing with Dane Leggy, preview from dogpost.com, continuing to preview Georgia's spring practice as they hit the field for the first time tomorrow. If we look at the offensive line, I think I can get a paycheck bet from you on right tackle and left tackle for week one. But I think you said it correctly with the two guards in the center spot, those three interiors positions, options aren't really a concern. You've got a lot of great talented options there. But which three do you think will kind of emerge and in which three spots?
Well, Trey Hill will start. The question is, Trey Hill from Middle Georgia, played the same high school as Jake Fromm, played a lot last year. So he'll start somewhere in there. Then you've got Ben Cleveland, who's coming back from an injury. I mean, like, we know Andrew Thomas is going to be left tackle for sure. Is Cade Mays going to play right? I mean, right tackle is going to be Isaiah Wilson. Where's Cade Mays going to play? Where does Ben Cleveland play for sure? Jamari, you've got a lot of guys and only five positions. So where do all those guys go? I mean, Cade Mays is a really good player. He started some last year, and yet he'll probably start, but Pittman likes really beefy guys. And Cade Mays, as good as he is and as big as he is, does he beat out, you know, Ben at right guard? Or I mean, is Jamari going to beat out Trey Hill at center? They really have the one spot that they recruited better than anybody in college football is in the offensive line, and you're seeing that. That's why they can bully so many teams. I mean, it's a good question. Who will play what position and how much? And they keep getting kids in at that spot. So that is really a very good at some stage, you've got to have a left tackle for next year. Mm-hmm. That will probably be Cade Mays. But at this point, you know, where does Cade play? I don't know.
You mentioned one kid. If we flip it over to defense, and I was asking you about the trenches, and Lord knows with Georgia's defense, that includes the inside linebackers. Tay Crowder, he's had an interesting few years in Athens, a little something for everybody, offense, defense, you name it. He's kind of bounced around a little bit, played on special teams as well. As a linebacker, though, and this is a kind of a bottom line assessment, does he make tackles or does he make plays?
Well, he's not a total killer, is what you're trying to say. You're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about it, though, with Kirby and them. They will use you if you are usable. And, you know, everybody doesn't have Roquan Smith running around out there. So this past year was sort of a bridge to get to when the younger linebackers who they've got coming in, whether you're talking about guys who came in last year or even a Kobe Dean coming in this year. I mean, Monty Rice was hurt a lot last year at the end of the year, so that didn't help Georgia's case. But they were going to use Tay Crowder all along the way. And the truth of the matter is, Juwan Taylor played a lot too. Those older guys have put a lot in, and even though they might not be as gifted, they're not giving up their positions. And so if you are on the field, you're going to have to claw your way onto that place. I mean, they're not going to hand it out to any of his kids. Now, with that said, I find it hard to believe that N'Kobe Dean will not play a lot this coming fall. I just heard way too much about him, that he is that good. So I would expect him to either start or play a ton. But, yeah, middle linebacker, you don't have Roquan. You know, neither does anyone else in college football. So you've got to move on. But they have plenty of guys. The question is, who plays a lot? And, again, Tay Crowder is maybe not – I mean, he's not going to be a first-round draft pick, but in the spring, he's going to be a guy that's going to fight to continue what he's had for a long time. He started quite a few ball games at Georgia.
I want to ask you about some of the kids that are supposed to be that next crew. Brenton Cox, Robert Beal, but certainly Adam Anderson, who, when I met that kid, honestly, I thought I was looking at a slot receiver. What was he coming out of high school, about 215? He's that number one example of a kid who needs to get into a college weight program and start putting on like 25-30 pounds, but speed and burst and get off, that's no problem for him. Talk about some of the young kids in that front seven.
The biggest one that I think has got to come along real quick is Brent Cox. I mean, he was absolutely looked like he's going to be a star in the spring last year, and then sort of college football happened along the way, and he didn't go as big as I thought he would last year in terms of making plays and setting the edge and so forth. So I think if Brent gives you an outside presence, well, I think he may start playing defensive end more than outside linebacker, but you can do both. You've got to replace Ledbetter and Walker. So you've got Brent Cox, Quay Walker, Adam Anderson. As you said, man, you know, again, Adam did look thin, but he can get around the quarter. Ojulari.
You got company there, man, believe me.
I know. But Aziz can really get around the corner, but can he stop the run? You saw a ton of young guys playing in a Sugar Bowl against Texas and on defense, and they actually played okay. It wasn't the end of the world. But now they're going to be expected to, let's be honest, they're going to be expected to win a conference, win the national championship, and the young guys can't play the way that they did all the time last year. They need to be playmakers. They need to be steady. They don't always have to be playmakers. That's the thing with Adam Anderson. He's got to be steady. He's got to know what he's doing all the time. I mean, there's concern there, too. But the younger guys, there's no question. That 2018 class that they signed was very good. And guys like Brent Cox, Cade Mays, you know, I can go on down the list. They're not all defensive players. But they were bigger kids. But now it's time, you know, you've got to figure out what you're doing on the defense with the front seven. You've got Jordan Davis in the middle, so that helps a ton. You know what you're doing there. You know, is Tyler Clark going to go back to being a total beast and man, you know, going with his hair on fire? Or is it going to be that, you know, he sort of settles in, you don't notice him as much? They have players, but they've got to start being playmakers, and that will be – you know, what they're judged on. These guys are no longer about, well, it's no longer about do you win the East. It's about are you going to hold a double-digit lead against Alabama? And that's what this has come down to. This is only, Chuck, going to be about, you know, are they getting better for the Bama game or are they not? Now, that's the wrong way to look at it, but that's what it is now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've told people, if you go back long enough, maybe the best example I can give is when the San Francisco 49ers acquired Deion Sanders. It was for one reason, cover Michael Irvin during the playoffs. That was it. We've seen this before, and I think you're spot on. That is George's, you know, they'll say week at a time and all the games count the same, but I think everything they do right now is an anticipation of the fourth quarter against Alabama.
Right. Well, I get ahead of myself sometimes. Notre Dame matters a lot. Florida matters a lot. Auburn matters a lot. And, of course, Tech will matter. But the three games I mentioned that are, you know, Notre Dame, Florida, and Auburn will be physical fights. They'll be tests. But this is a binary choice. Do you beat Alabama or do you not beat Alabama? And that's what this has come down to. They didn't hire Kirby to win 10 games a year. They hired him to win national championships. It's that simple. And, you know, he has elevated the imagination of Georgia people. Oh, you know, this can be this. So, but they've got to finish it off, and they've got to close the deal. So all these details that I'm talking about will lead to the moment where, you know, do you get off the field against Alabama or not? Because if they had gotten off the field against Alabama that fourth quarter once, they would have won the game.
Yep.
So it's that simple. But all the little details do matter. I mean, Tyreek McGee in the defensive backfield. Is Zamir White as good as people like me think he really is? You know, all those things do add up. And over time, you know, Georgia this season, there's not a lot of games to lose. So this is about getting to the championship game and winning it.
Well, Dane, I always appreciate the insight, brother. You do it as well as anybody. Dogpost.com is the website. Dane, looking forward to have you on again soon, man. Thank you.
All right, Chuck. See ya.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together,
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
All week, all year, it is all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show. Welcome to new affiliates. Now the number is 47, I believe, number of stations carrying the Chuck Oliver Show every single day throughout the south part of the country. So again, 47 different places, just about to the point where you can drive from one place to another anywhere throughout the south, and you can probably pick up an affiliate somewhere. SST, there's an app for that. So if you are traveling and you get outside of range, or maybe you miss a program for whatever day, go online to the App Store, get the SST app, Southern Sports Today. Get the SST app. It's free. You'll get the whole show every day. You push one button, it's instant me talking college football to you. Now, I tell you all the time that, you know, all week, all year, it's all college football. The first question to our next guest, I'm going to make an exception because I think that Florida Gator fans have found some brethren with New Orleans Saints fans about end-of-game officiating. I want to bring on right now a good friend of ours from the Gainesville Sun. Does a great job covering the Gators, and I always talk football with him. Graham Hall, welcome. I have to imagine Gator fans want to talk some hoops and officiating at the end of the SEC title game yesterday.
Sure, definitely. And Mike White actually spoke to the media about an hour ago, and he actually had to bite his tongue. He joked that he couldn't say too much about the end of that Auburn game because he had five kids that he had to worry about paying their tuition down the line, and he couldn't afford to be fined for saying the wrong thing. But I think anyone who watched that game, especially if you're a Florida fan, you may be even a little bit more biased and say it was an egregious call up there with the Saints one, but it certainly was a missed call because Bruce Pearl himself was saying they were trying to foul Mike White. You know, was obviously incensed at the end of the game. His three kids were watching, so maybe that was why he, if anything, kind of held himself back from going after an official that swallowed their whistle there at the end of the game. You know, some people want to make the argument that, look, Auburn got a number five seed, Chuck, and they win the SEC tournament. I mean, it looks like they didn't even watch, the committee didn't even watch that final game. Maybe there's a flip side to getting that Sunday off. You know, I asked Mike White that, and he said, you know, no, we wanted to win that game. And you could tell by the look on his face that he thought that Florida got a little bit robbed there. But those guys, the way that they finished that season, I mean, they had 19 turnovers in that game. You just got to be grateful that you're in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just even the second half, I think that the number I saw was Florida hit like 10 of their first 13 or 10 of their first 16 shots or whatever it was, but it was the turnovers, just with so many more possessions for Auburn. So you're right, on Saturday when Florida is knocked out, but they both wound up making the NCAA big dance. And so it, as Coach White said, a fresh start from that end. If we flip it around to football, the Gators held their first spring football practice in full pads over the weekend as well. Your impressions as Felipe Franks now goes into year three in the program, and honestly, his big chance to kind of take a big step, or actually year four, and his chance to take a big step forward.
Yeah, Chuck, I think the word to use with Felipe Franks is comfortable. It was a guy that was working to overcome a lot of insecurity and confidence issues in year one of Dan Mullen, and now his second year in the system, clearly going into the spring, no matter what Dan Mullen says, everyone in Gainesville and beyond knows that Felipe Franks, after having a great 2018 season, especially the way that he finished that November going into the second half of South Carolina, he was going to be the starting quarterback going into spring. And what we've seen after three practices is a quarterback that's much, much more comfortable, knowledgeable of the system, making several throws that he was even incapable of making. I would even say in that Peach Bowl, if he looks the way he does consistently throughout spring, if we're sitting here, you know, right before the spring game after 14, 15 practices and saying Felipe Franks has not missed a beat, I mean, Florida fans will sit there and tell you, Chuck, that 10 years ago, Jeff Driscoll would go out in spring camp and not even throw an incompletion. So obviously you have to take everything with a grain of salt, but this looks like a new Felipe Franks, and that's what you expect for a guy going into his fourth spring with a guy like Dan Mullen, who has put so many quarterbacks in the league. It would be very hard for Felipe Franks to not be confident, and we're seeing it kind of all come together for him.
Tell me about Emory Jones throwing the football, because whenever I ask anybody about Emory, it immediately goes to the dual threat and the sprint outs and bootlegs and getting him on the move. What about Emory in the pocket?
Yeah, you're right. No one wants to hit you with all the bad things right away. And Emory Jones is a guy who clearly has benefited from Nick Savage's strength and conditioning program. But right now, I think that when you make so many adjustments to your body and your throwing motion and your footwork, you can sometimes see some things dip. And right now, I think that if anything, it's the tightness of Emory Jones's spiral. When I watch him throw, he has the mechanics. He has the size. I, you know, when we're talking about Kyler Murray maybe going to the NFL draft, I think you have to take the knock against Emory Jones's height off the table, because clearly quarterbacks can do it at the collegiate level right now. Emory Jones has got to work on his throwing mechanic. His accuracy is an issue. He'll hit guys in the chest, in the hands with passes, but they won't be able to catch it because it's still kind of wobbling while it gets to them. He needs to work on that, and if anything, that's going to be the thing that holds him off. You know, the dual threat is something to rave about. He can make guys miss once he's in open space, absolutely a threat, but he's not going to hit you with the 50-yard bomb. And if you go on Twitter right now, as everyone's always loved to see in it, you can see Felipe Franks in just a second practice throwing a 60-yard pass to Kadarius Toney that looks like goes a mile in the air and hits him right in the end zone perfectly. I mean, that's the guy who's going to be Dan Mullen's starting quarterback. Although Emory Jones, this time next year, I have no doubt that guy has what it takes to be a starting quarterback in the SEC.
All right, question then, because I want some insight. Get into Dan Mullen's brain, because every time, and I started looking for exceptions, every time he's asked about the quarterback competition, essentially it's a question, can Felipe hold off Emory Jones or maybe even the incoming freshman Jones from Virginia? Dan Mullen, every time he's asked about it, he always references Kyle Trask. Why is that? Is Kyle Trask really in this thing still, or is that just Dan with due diligence?
Well, maybe Kyle Trask is in this thing. When you go out there and watch him, he's clearly a very good practice quarterback. And the one thing, he's kind of like Bigfoot in a sense that every time you think you're going to see him, I mean, last year, you know that after Florida loses those two games to Georgia and then Missouri, that there's an open quarterback competition and that, you know, suddenly Felipe Franks is looking over his shoulder again. And then Trask goes down with the injury. And then Felipe comes out in the second half and plays his best football when no one else really is behind him. That's very baffling for Dan Mullen, I think. And I think you need to keep using Kyle Trask to push Felipe Franks in a sense, because if Jalen Jones isn't pushing him, if Emory Jones isn't pushing him yet, if clearly when you're watching that, you know, Emory Jones has been picked off, I think, more than other quarterbacks in practice from my memory, and his passes have wobbled, you need to have some guy who is at least going to pose a threat to Felipe Franks, because if anything, he didn't have that in his first two springs in Gainesville. And I think a lot of people close to the program and who have informed Dan Mullen of, you know, really caught Dan Mullen up to help him play catch up once he got to Gainesville, have said that Felipe Franks needs to have someone pushing him at all times, because that's how he's going to be the best. Not to knock him, but he's not a guy who is going to give you 150% solely from inward motivation. He needs some external factors. And right now, if Emory Jones isn't the quarterback, Kyle Trask is going to be the guy that Dan Mullen's going to hype. And that's why you see those comments where they don't have a starting quarterback. And Dan Mullen has been diplomatic. He said that no position have I named a starter in spring practice. And that's, again, just pushing Felipe Franks. And I think that that has proven now in the fourth spring that that's how you get the best out of this guy.
Continuing with Graham Hall, get him on Twitter at Graham Hall _. He's got a blue check, so you know it's him. He is the Gators correspondent for the Gainesville Sun. Always love catching up with him. Let's stay on offense at least for one more question. Malik Davis is sort of a little personal project of mine. I want to see him when he is fully healthy and getting some real run in the backfield. And I know it's crowded and there's nothing but talent back there, but what about Malik Davis coming back?
Yeah, I think it'd be hard not to knock Malik Davis for being a little bit timid right now, a guy who has suffered two very, very tough injuries. If anything, you could say three very tough injuries in as many years. And as someone that I think they need to be careful with in a sense that, if anything, the mental relearning how to run, hit the hole, not have any hesitation is something that I would focus on in this spring practice. If you're Florida, you have to look at your running back room and say, LaMichael Perine is clearly the starter. Damian Pierce is a freshman last year. If anything, has jumped Malik Davis in the depth chart. If anything, Iverson Clement and Malik Davis should be two guys that you're really looking at how they're going to improve their mechanics, because you know that Malik Davis has all the talent in the world, but right now you need to make sure that he can recover mentally. That is something that you have to worry about, especially a foot injury. That is something that a guy can derail their career, and I think Dan Mullen's going to be very, very careful with him. Right now, I think the biggest thing that they're doing is not having any brace on either of his knees or on his foot, or having his ankle wrapped, really. They're letting Malik Davis feel his own body out, a guy who needs to learn to trust his own body again. Right now, I think the conversation rightfully is focused on LaMichael Perine. He absolutely looks tremendous. I know that this time last year, people were hyping Jordan Scarlett.
Yeah.
I think LaMichael Perine could have a better season than Jordan Scarlett has ever had at Florida if they learn to use him to capitalize on his best talents. It's going to be very interesting. We just talked about the loaded, you know, running back room where there's going to be five running backs. In this day and age where running backs are not as highly paid in the NFL, you really have to maximize each one of their carries. You can't run a guy 25, 30 times. How Florida uses LaMichael Perine with those while keeping him fresh throughout the season is going to be a very, very interesting thing to watch. And I think that Dan Mullen is kind of salivating at the ways that he can get the most out of this guy while keeping him fresh.
Last two guys I want to ask you about, they're both on defense. And when I use a term like goon, thug, monster, it's all complimentary when I talk about a defensive player in the SEC. And Kyrie Campbell, can he grow into be one of those monsters, or is he just a guy?
I think so. And there were times last season where I think a good word to use for Kyrie Campbell is deceptive. And maybe that was because of everyone else on Florida's defensive line, Ja'Kai Polite, CeCe Jefferson, Jabari Zuniga, Adam Schuler. You know, there were so many guys to account for that maybe Kyrie Campbell just kind of slipped through the cracks and made plays. This season, we're really, really going to find out, because right now, David Turner's given everyone a fresh slate coming into Gainesville. Those guys are gone. Jabari Zuniga is back. Adam Schuler is back. But a lot of unproven ends, Antonius Clayton, Zach Carter, a guy who could have gone to Clemson, maybe having some regrets, wanting to use those regrets to kind of prove people wrong. There's, you know, some playing time here as well. If Kyrie Campbell in his final season at Florida can have the same type of impact, if not a greater impact, I think that a lot of people will kind of settle those doubts in their mind about his talent level. Anytime you have a transfer DT come in, you think, oh, man, is this guy really going to be good? And now this is, you know, Adam Schuler did it last year. If Kyrie Campbell can be the guy who starts a DT, which is certainly a void for Florida, then I think that he could be someone that we're ending up talking about this time next year as a third or fourth round guy. When, like you said, 2 years ago, he was just another guy who joined a Jim McElwain class when they missed on several other DTs, which would be a very, very great turnaround for him and another success story, I think, for Dan Mullen in a sense.
All right, last guy I'm going to ask you about, yeah, you just mentioned him, Antonius Clayton. You know, the big buildup going into last year, actually even 2 years ago, was, oh my gosh, this skinny little freshman put on weight, been working out, whatever. 2018 basically didn't exist for him, the 2018 season for Antonius Clayton. Give me just the bird's eye on where he is right now. I know they line him up at rush end, trying to think maybe that's where he can help the team in 2019.
Yeah, it's likely that that's where he's going to end up. You know, there was even some talk about using him more at, you know, out at weak side defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever you want. But yeah, he's strictly on the line at the end right now. I think that that's his what he's best suited for. I think that there was a little bit of a mix up in the plan. I think that the previous coaching staff with Chris Rumpf and Jim McElwain wanted to turn this guy into, you know, possibly a three tech, and he was not great there, and he wasn't able to add the right weight, or at least he didn't keep his speed. And he's a guy who certainly has come a long, long way when it comes to his absolute technique and his fundamentals on the line, using moves, right? It was previously in high school, he was used to just beating guys solely with his combination of strength and speed, and that just does not work at Power 5 football, and he's come to find that out. This is certainly a proving year for him in coming back, a guy who could have gotten more minutes, I think, at a lesser program, and is coming back to prove to himself that he's not this bust that I think a lot of people have labeled him. He was the number 8 overall player when he signed with Jim McElwain. He'll go down, I think, as the highest rated recruit in the Jim McElwain era, according to Rivals. And I think that means he has a lot to prove to himself, because this is someone that people thought would be playing on Sundays. And right now he may not be suited for playing Power 5 football, and he has to prove that to everyone.
Oh, absolutely. And you're not overstating that there were folks that would have assumed he's already declared and he's off to the, you know, he ain't getting ready for spring practice. He's getting ready for a pro day. And that is certainly not the case with Antonius Clayton. Hey, brother, always appreciate the input as always. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. Pleasure's all mine. Y'all take care out there.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and wrap up on a Monday next.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7.
Call 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is James Laura, managing partner of Alexander Shannara & Associates. As a fan of college football, you know the Southeast is filled with teams who excel at and are serious about their craft. The same can be said about our firm's legal team. With offices in 5 states, including Atlanta, Georgia, our local teams of all-star attorneys are here to serve you. Whether you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident or hurt by a defective product or drug, at Alexander Shannara & Associates, we prove it. Visit us online today at alexandershannaralaw.com.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dickey Broadcasting is a proud supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and through programs like Team and Training, the Society helps over 3,000 athletes a year accomplish their goal of training and completing an endurance event, including marathons, triathlons, and cycling events. The Team and Training program is open for everyone and has raised almost $1 billion to fund leukemia and lymphoma research since its inception. Visit teamintraining.org/GA and hit the Tell Me More button. Help save lives 1 mile at a time.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for, really? My name is Ruth Russi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Continuing with the Chuck Oliver Show on a Monday. Appreciate all the guests getting in today. Definitely starting with Heath Klein back in hour one from 107.5 The Game there in Columbia, South Carolina. That is the Gamecocks flagship. Dean Leggy from dogsports.com coming on talking UGA as they hit the practice field beginning tomorrow for spring practice. And then Graham Hall, obviously coming on covering the Gators, does a great job there. We always love catching up with Graham. Certainly at media days, we see him there every year and got in the habit of seeing him at SEC championship games, but that just ain't where the Gators are, at least not right now. So appreciate Graham lending us a few minutes of his time as the Gators are approaching, let's see, they had their first full practice in Pampa, so yeah, they've got probably nine practices. I'm trying to do them in my head right now, eight or nine practices remaining as they have started down there in Gainesville, been going for a couple of weeks. All right, we're going to get Dan Matthews in here in just a couple of minutes to help wrap up the show, but right now, let me give you my closing argument.
The King's Closing Arguments, presented by the best closing attorneys in the business, Alexander Shannara and Associates.
I have the best news possible, or maybe it's the worst news, for one new head coach in the ACC, for two new head coaches, for three new head coaches in the ACC, as well as some other recent hires. I'm talking about the ACC Coastal. And here is the best news, or maybe worst news, for Mack Brown, for Manny Diaz, for Jeff Collins. And then when you talk about recent hires, well, that'd be Justin Fuente. That's recent, 3 years. Broncos only, what, two seasons there in Charlottesville, and then Narduzzi at Pittsburgh. And the old man in the group, David Cutcliffe, who's been in Durham for, my gosh, better part of a decade now. Here's the best news for you. You really can win the Coastal this year. Now, the bad news is, so can anyone else in your division. Do you realize there truly is not an unreal scenario in the ACC Coastal regarding who runs out of that tunnel in Charlotte to play Clemson? Now, Georgia Tech would not be my first choice, but if you tell me you've got faith in the quarterback and the transition on offense, I'll look at the odds and get back to you. North Carolina, probably not where I would go next. But if you tell me that the Heels will be competitive on defense, they've got some pieces offensively, even with all the departures they got after last year and the fact that it was anything but a good team or a consistent offense in 2018. There's talent over there. So if you tell me to get the defense fixed a little bit, if you tell me that Narduzzi in Pittsburgh will repeat, if you tell me that this is the year that Bronco goes from last to third to first, that's a heck of a rise. I'll buy in for any of it. So for each individual, for Manny Diaz, for Fuente, for Cutcliffe, that's the good part. The tough part is the other six teams are all in somewhat similar, hey, we're not perfect, but we're not that far away from being as good as you, places such as Mack Brown, Jeff Collins, Bronco Mendenhall, Manny Diaz, etc. That's the reality in the ACC Coastal, so it's great news for everybody. You really can win this year. Tough part is, so are the other six teams in your division. That is my closing argument, brought to you by the law offices of Alexander Shannara and Associates.
You really knew how to warm my heart today because you mentioned one of my favorite coaches that are in any sport, but especially the sport that me and you love in college football. Anytime Bronco Mendenhall is mentioned, I'm a huge
good
fan.
Dude.
Oh, great man. Great yep. man. All right. You know that college basketball is starting to take the lead of college football, and the NIT is the non-New Year's Day bowl games. It is the non-college football playoff.
So the NIT is the Holiday Bowl and the
Heart
of Texas.
The NIT is, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
And Arkansas is one of the teams playing in the NIT. They're going to be without one of their best players, Daniel Gafford, small forward, 6'9", about 217, and he will not play, according to Arkansas's head coach. He's going to sit out, and he is declaring for the NBA draft. So it really shouldn't surprise us that this is the case, because I think any program, like say a couple of years ago, which if I'm not mistaken, with Ben Simmons, there was an opportunity for LSU to play in the NIT, and I think they just said no. Like we're good. He probably would have done that. He probably would have sat out. So
Ben
now,
Simmons, you know that the scuttlebutt around Philadelphia was towards the end of his rookie year. Remember how many games he played as a rookie?
Yeah.
Zero.
Right.
That he could have played like the last 20, 25 games. He got to be 100% healthy. He wanted to sit out so he had a chance to win rookie of the year the next season.
And it worked out well for him because he actually did. But, you know, and this is the thing, too, is that it really shouldn't surprise us because the trend in college football, it's not going to go away. Now, I don't think we're ever going to see what people say about, remember, the first player that I ever remember, Chuck, of people saying, oh, sit out the entire season was Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
He was it. And I'm not pretty sure. You've already had people saying it with Trevor Lawrence of, hey, why would you play the next couple of years? You're going to be the number one pick in the 2021 draft, so what does it matter for you anyways? So all that being said, I do think players do play in regular season games, but the trend of not only in college football, but now college basketball, if you're in the NIT, CBI, you're not playing if you're going to the pros.
Yeah, I haven't said this when it comes to college football players. I will when it comes to hoops. You're making a big mistake. There is almost no resume of a player blowing up in a bowl game, one bowl game, and elevating his draft stock. That happens all the time in March Madness, whether it's the NIT, NCAA, or whatever. There are guys that move up either not drafted to drafted or to a first round or even the lottery based on what they do over 3 weeks in March. Big mistake by that kid. All right, wraps it up for a Monday. Be back tomorrow. Y'all join us, too. Two more hours of college football conversation with the Chuck Oliver Show.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. With our guarantee and transfer service, you'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and your contract will be terminated. You can begin saving today, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare. Call and see if we can help. At Resort Release, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this completely free call and learn how this honest Midwest-based company can help anyone, anywhere, legally get out of their timeshare nightmare guaranteed. Call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
800-712-8005. 800-712-8005. 800-712-8005. That's 800-712-8005.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087, 800-301-6087.